Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters living in Milwaukee. Her preaching today is entitled, Is There Room in the Inn?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retained are retained. This is the good news of our God. Come, Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth. You blow wherever you please. In 2013, during my canonical novitiate year, I was in a preaching class at Aquinas in St. Louis, co-taught by Vincentian Father Dan Harris. May he rest in peace. I remember him telling us, Your job isn't to bring the Holy Spirit into the room. The Spirit is already there. You are simply to be a conduit through which the Spirit can and will and may work. Blowing where she pleases, if you will. And isn't that right? Once the Spirit landed on the shoulders and heads of that diverse crowd so long ago, once Jesus breathed the Spirit of peace into his friends, as they sat frightened and locked away. Once those things happened, the Spirit didn't leave. She stayed and continues to move over the face of the earth today, blowing, as John says, where she will. Because she is the breath of God, the Spirit of truth and love and peace, I believe she wills to blow everywhere. In and among all people. All people. She yearns to be inhaled deeply, helping each of us to breathe fully and live freely in the light and truth of God, who calls every single one of us beloved. The Spirit is here all around us, waiting for us to open the locked doors of our hearts to welcome her in. As it turns out, there was no room at the inn isn't just about Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem. Is there room in our inn? Are all the rooms of our hearts open, or are we selective about who gets in and who gets to breathe? When we pray for the Spirit to renew the face of the earth, are we really praying for the transformation of others, that they may become more to our liking? Or are we asking for our own conversion, where real transformation begins? The Holy Spirit is knocking at our door. How will we answer? Will we let her in? All the way in?